Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
I want to play at one place for 20 years and chase one guy, number 12. I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far. They love ball, which is really exciting for me and something that I'm looking forward to and embracing. You know, that's a city to light up and bring back and revive and make game days and everything really, really fun and enjoyable.
There he was on the field pregame, Tom Brady.
Spending a lot of time with Caleb.
Yes, he was.
Pregame. Like, honestly, while Caleb was warming up.
Like, get out of here, goat. Like, I'm busy.
No, I'm not saying that. Like, I am not. If I'm Caleb, I'm not. I'm like, hey, how do you feel about how I'm warming up?
See Tyson Bagent hanging around as well.
Get out of here, yeah. Bagent.
It's my time.
You don't belong here.
Me and the goat having private time, Tyson.
It's still on the table that I could be the goat. It is not on the table for you, sir.
I heard from a lot of veteran broadcasters that they really want Tyson Bagent to start this week.
A lot of veteran broadcasters?
Yeah, a few of them went to the team and said that.
You can't?
Was one of them Chris Collinsworth? Because he seemed to like to do that last year.
No, he does no work.
No, you can't be trusting those arm wrestling sources of yours, Shane. Can't do it.
Quiet part out loud.
The arm wrestling community is not to be trusted.
It's not my source.
What if we start calling you Goldie?
Please don't.
And Saddle, his partner, Saddle. Saddle and Goldie.
Anyway.
Tom Brady doing the broadcast. Got some Brady stuff that I want to highlight tomorrow, which when we have a little more space. But there was a lot of good Brady yesterday. I thought
he was terrific yesterday. I really did. I haven't been a fan of Tom calling the games because it feels very like he's doing a presentation about football. This is a football, and this is what a football like. It felt more comfortable. I still would like for him to get more comfortable and just talk to us instead of talking at us. That would be the note that I would pass his way.
I thought he was really comfortable. Like when certain bits of wisdom came up, he was able to just dispense and just give it to us. And I appreciated that. They did go back to hologram Brady, which is my least.
I don't like that.
I hate hologram Brady. I like hologram Eazy-E a lot better. But hologram Brady in pregame was talking about Caleb Williams and the coaching change that took place this week.
Tom Brady through the magic of television.
Hey.
Look at there he is.
I got to say, this technology is incredible. Ty, I feel like you're here, man. I feel like you're looking good.
Hey, this is insane.
Yeah,
thanks,
it
guys.
Is.
You guys are too. It's nice being in the studio with you guys.
Right now. It's kind of insane what's going on with the Bears. They changed their offense coordinator. They've got a rookie quarterback. Caleb Williams, Tom, has already been struggling. Do you see this move helping him with his development going forward, or does it make his rookie season more challenging?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think at this point in the season, it's not like they're going to make a lot of sweeping changes. I think you're looking for minor improvements at this point. So when you fire the coordinator, he's going to bring in his own style. He's got a few little plays he'll add here and there, a few wrinkles. But I wouldn't say it's a huge positive for this team, although I would love to see Caleb make some minor improvements, get rid of the ball a little quicker. He's doing a good job taking care of the ball, but help that offensive line out a little bit by getting that ball out of your hands.
So what I hate most about hologram Brady is when he says, yeah, that's a good question. Stuff like that, where they're pretending that it's actually a conversation. You taped this already, you know, everybody knows it. So you could manipulate it and turn it into a freaking hologram. And then you're pretending to have a conversation like we're a bunch of idiots. I
don't think you need it.
Oh, you don't. It's ridiculous. It's more uncomfortable than anything.
Just do a Zoom.
There was an overnight guy on a different network who I used to listen to as I was driving into Sporting News to do the morning show. And he would always set up his interviews like they were live.
Yeah.
And it was so obvious. It's like, dude, Adam Schefter did not stay awake to talk to you. Like, I know for a fact He's not awake to talk to you. So stop pretending and playing us for a fool that we're not, you bastard. That's what I feel like Fox is doing.
See, this is you lashing out.
Texter's like, man, Lawrence, Lawrence, you just called Spiegs' entire life a bit. It's like, yeah, it's true. Also, I like this text who said, damn, Spiegs, I was halfway through Murder on the Orient Express.
We feel bad for you in that regard.
It's a 90-year-old novel.
Hey, man, he's working through it.
Agatha Christie wrote it 90 years ago. I thought I was safe.
If you're like, wait, fellas, why am I hearing the close music for your show? Well, that's because there is Bulls basketball tonight. And our guy Zach Zateman's going to be on the call.
Good for Zach.
Yeah, I hope Chuck gets better, though.
And it's the me too. And it's the Detroit Pistons. Kate Cunningham is a beast. So good luck, Bulls. Try not to give up 140 tonight.
Alyssa Bergamini's here already. She's got you taken care of on pre and post and got all your betting stuff that you need. I hear her when I'm like driving out and I'm like, I should bet that. And then I'm like, I should definitely bet overs for the other team because they don't be defending people. And tonight might be one of those nights.
So there you go.
For Shane and Tanny. And my partner, Matt Spiegel, his life is not a bit.
Thank you, buddy.
I am Lawrence Holmes saying that we appreciate the love and support that you show this show. We will try to repay it in kind tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Spiegel and Holmes, forever, bitches. See you then.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.